And welcome back to another edition of Hawk Talk today. Thank you very much for tuning in. I have with me today Principal and Superintendent Darren Siemens and also Andy Rail from the Adams County Record. Thank you guys for tuning in and talking with us about the most recent school board meeting that just happened last week. We're going to quick kind of go over and summarize some of the things that were on the agenda and kind of get you all the information that you need to know. Thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. So as a whole, you know, this was a bit of a shorter meeting, so there isn't as much to talk about. But, you know, you guys, you know, called the meeting to order, you know, you did the public hearing of tax levies and, you know, confirmation of agenda. But, you know, the main things that you guys talked about was, you know, the consideration of bills. That looks like it's one of the big main items to be talking about today. September school board bills, I'm assuming just like last month, it's the same old, same old. We're going through all those details and just making sure everything's good. Same with the August manual checks. And then financial reports after that. The August and July financial report and activity report. Is there anything to pull
nothing,
off of that?
No, nothing really jumping out there. Of course, we're getting down to the end of our fall sports season. So a lot of times with the manual checks, you're going to see checks in there for referees and things like that, workers that we have in order to put on those events. So you have that. You're going to be seeing some coach pays coming up here in November for the fall sports. Other than that, there's nothing really jumping out there. We're quarter of the way through the year. Mm-hmm. So typically this time of the year, we want to be running it around that 18% of the budget being spent so we can be on track for at the end of the year, having a better comprehension and understanding of where we are budget-wise. So, you know, when you're a quarter of the way through the academic year, you don't want to be at 50% of your budget already.
Of course. Yep. Yeah. Those very common things.
And we're not there. Like I said, so a lot of it is just finalizing those things. Again, it was also, of course, reviewing the budget that was brought forward before for tax levies and things of that nature. So, a lot of formality things in that situation. So,
okay. Awesome. So then kind of moving on to maybe the next large header, which is miscellaneous business. Superintendent and secondary principal report. What did we learn from that?
You bet. So this is actually where we spent most of our time, was in this section of the meeting where we had my report and Mr. Erickson's and Mr. Kohler's report. So again, we give a lot of information to the board prior to the meeting so they can read it and then ask questions. On my side of the building, of course, again, last week was the end of the first 9 weeks. That was for the whole school. So we are today officially the first start of the second 9 weeks. One thing that I talked about is a lot of the field trips and stuff that are going on. I think the staff has done an excellent job. Mr. Janikowski, you took kids to Bismarck. So just one example of the many things we've done so far this fall while we had good weather to get out, get kids experiences, whether it was career type things. We got, even today, we got a group of kids up at Dickinson State checking out the university up there. So I highlighted a lot of the field trips that have been going on. With the outlook of the weather, you know, who knows what the winter's going to be like. But I know we're talking possibly snow this week, aren't we?
Oh, I've heard.
Ever, yeah. So, again, it's one of those deals to where we know that winter can be long. So I love the fact that the staff has just really, really jumped on board with the field trips. We had kids up in the Badlands doing some science stuff. We had them in Medora doing some history stuff. We've been at Bowman for some career stuff, all that. So that was one of my big highlights there. The other thing really is a superintendent. We've been getting the campus ready for the winter season. So the boilers, we fired the boilers up. We're not running them full capacity as of yet.
Yep.
Because of, we do have some warmer weather. We have probably 50% of the campus is able to run on mini splits for electric heat. That saves money. Mm-hmm. And that 50% is mostly all the elementary. So if you took just the elementary portion, 85% of those rooms can run on electric heat. So that helps save money there as far as burning propane. And then we've just been working out a few of the bugaboos. We had to put some insulation behind some of these areas where the pipes are notorious for freezing up.
Oh, gotcha.
So the janitorial staff, Mr. Anderson and Mr. Benson and Miss Benson, and Catherine, they've been running, you know, fitting that into their normal duties. So otherwise, my report, that was kind of it. You know, we got some work hopefully going to be done on the outside pool deck with Mr. Perrell, and then Drolls Electric will be doing some things. So then we went into the elementary principal report.
Okay.
So Mr. Erickson, he again, the end of the 9 weeks, math team is getting ready to go. So that's we're pretty excited about that. Of course, last year we had the math meet here. Mm-hmm. The guys did a great job with that. I believe this year it's in...
Is it Bowman?
Bowman, I think. Yep. And that's going to be March and April. So our fourth, fifth, and sixth grade teams, we're going to start to meet and work throughout the year. There was some information sent home to those families. I know I got one as a father of a sixth grader that kind of talks about the process. So I'll leave that to that. And then the other thing is, of course, we've got the Artist in Resident program rocking and rolling. We've had a lot of nice donations from different areas in the community to help make that possible. Mm-hmm. So we have that going on right now, and we're actually looking at expanding some of those opportunities to 7th and 8th, and then high schoolers that have an interest as well. And then got Deb Thurr coming in, and she's going to do some stuff with our prayer professionals working on conscious discipline. So that's some professional development for our paraprofessionals. Nice. So that's nice. A lot of times our PD is focused so much on classroom teachers.
Yep.
To where some of the other staff that really help make things successful around here kind of get left out of it, or don't get to dive into it as deep as the teachers. So it's nice that we're bringing those things in there too. So other than that, that's kind of Mr. Erickson's report.
Okay. And then moving into the athletic director report.
Yeah, so Mr. Kohler, of course, you know, talking about football, where football season is over. You know, kids played hard this year. We had some games not go the way that we were hoping to go, but my hat's off to the seniors. They did a great job for Nighthawk football throughout the years. I'm going to miss those kids. Volleyball, we're about 3 weeks away from regional tournament play, so before we know it, I mean, that one will be over too. Mm-hmm. We wish the girls good luck in that. Cross country, their state tournament is actually coming up this week.
Really?
Yep. So we wish our cross country athletes good luck up there. And then we got some elementary programs going on with basketball and things of that nature. So before you know it, we'll be having our winter sports. I know Coach Pierce was over here, and he met with the high school boys that were interested in basketball, and I'm sure pretty soon here Coach Burrick will be meeting with the kids that are interested in wrestling, boys and girls wrestling. You know, another exciting thing we had athletically last week is, of course, Jennifer Verdon signing with Dickinson State to wrestle for them. So that was pretty fun, too, to have that going on campus. So other than that, that's kind of it. Next month, of course, we'll have the quarterly report from the high school student council. It's always fun to hear the things that they're working on and trying to do for the community. I know wreath sales are going to be starting very, very soon. Time. It's that time of the year, so we'll have some of those fun activities going there too. So
I'm sure we'll be pumping out how you can get a hold of people at the school moving into the future.
You bet.
Not to backtrack, but I know you mentioned that, like, today there's a field trip in Beulah, you said?
Dickinson,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Lately I've noticed there's a lot happening here. Like, is it just me, or is there like way more field trips and way more hands-on opportunities happening for kids nowadays?
I feel that the staff has really bought into the idea of trying to get these kids as many experiences off of campus as possible, because then it provides a nice teachable moment that really is up to the teacher from that day on to tie it back into the classroom. Based on what you do, a lot of times when it's the doldrums of winter in March, in February, it's tying it to, hey, remember when we went to this back in October, mm-hmm. back in September? Mm-hmm. And that can kind of spark it up a little bit. Financially, we did take and increase our travel budgets across the campus so we had the opportunity to do more field trips. The other thing that's really impressed me this year, though, too, Andy, is the teachers cross-curriculum going as groups. So when we send a bus down the road, the bus is full.
Every time.
You know, instead of half a bus or any of that. So, I mean, we got kids going to a location, and we have science things going on. We have history things going on. We have math things going on. So that's really nice to see there, too, is that multiple disciplines working together to get kids these experiences.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's tremendous, and that's what I was trying to get at, is just from my point of view, I think it's just great to see that.
Yep.
And to get the most out of, like what you mean, like your mileage on your buses and sending kids down the road and finding all those outlets, and it looks like there's quite a bit happening.
Yeah, yeah, I think there is. And granted, we're sending kids down the road, but I also see that we're doing more things in town again, too. Mm-hmm. Whether it's coming down, and I know there were some classes that were checking out the dinosaurs and that kind of stuff. We often forget the great things we have in our own backyard. And I know the staff has always been great about using the museum and getting down there and doing stuff. And I know there's going to be, we'll have that night at the museum again this year. But even job wise, trying to connect with people in the community. So these kids see the opportunities that are here in Hettinger or in maybe it's the 15, 20 mile radius around Hettinger. I think is a real thing we need to try to do, not only as a school, but as a community member, trying to get kids to come back and make Hettinger their home. So,
yeah,
absolutely. Okay. So then after that, we have the, committee reports, anything from the committee reports.
Just looking through there were no committees that, met, stumbling over my words there. Sorry. So we did not have any committees that met between the two meetings, September and October. So there was nothing to report there.
So then after that, we have unfinished business and EngTech updates.
So here's what we did there. We voted to take EngTech updates off of the agenda moving into the future because oftentimes it seems they don't even have a pulse up there.
Okay.
That's the engineering firm that we've been working with to try to get things that started the whole process, the pool, the boilers, the windows. Mm-hmm. As I've said in the past, we're like 90% complete on the pool. It's just, instead of doing an update, we just know it's an everyday occurrence where we're constantly trying to get those jobs finished and having that engineering firm take care of that in the appropriate way.
Gotcha. So just kind of wrapping that up,
yeah,
basically. So then on to really the last section here, which is new business. So the 2022-2023 budget, as well as the tax levies.
Yep. So again, we just needed the motion and the seconds to move forward with that and have that become the actual budget that we were going to do and the tax levy. So again, coming out of our meetings from earlier, taking care of that and making sure that we had those done there from September. So those were very short and sweet, just a motion and a second, and it was done. I see here I'm going to jump ahead. Delegates for NDSBA, actually that convention is this week, North Dakota School Board Association. So that's a two-day event, a day and a half roughly, based on some of the classes and things that they have for school board members and administration. So that's a yearly thing. It's always nice to go and kind of have the opportunity for the School Board Association to have reviewed any new legislation that came out of the last legislative session. And they've kind of vetted it through their lawyers and they've taken it and kind of kicked it around a little bit. And now they're able to come back and say, okay, this is what schools have to do for this bill. This is what schools have to do for this bill. And then there's just additional things as far as some governance and what does it mean to be a board member, which is always good for school board members, just to have that there too. So that'll be, again, this Thursday and Friday this week.
Okay.
Up in Bismarck.
And then just to kind of wrap it up here, we have the annual compliance report and then the game admissions prices.
Yeah. So we were just finalizing up, the game admission and prices. I believe we did that the last time, so this might have been a typo in this meeting. And again, the annual compliance report as well, that was taken care of. Again, that was just a check to make sure that all the teachers we have teachers teaching what they legally can teach and have appropriate staff in areas. So,
yep. And then just game admission prices as that last item, and then that's about it.
You betcha. So again, $7 for adults, $5 for students, and $5 for 55 and older.
Okay.
So,
all right. Yeah. So that kind of wraps up our school board meeting summary for October. Darren, thanks for coming in and talking with us today. Andy, thanks for stopping in again and chatting with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And the next school board meeting is going to be...
It's in November.
In November, roughly mid of November. Yeah. And we'll have another one of these out for you really soon. Thanks for tuning in to Hawk Talk. You can listen to Hawk Talk anywhere that you listen to your podcast, whether it be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. And have a great day.